Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hello, Australia, and a welcome wherever you are listening, right around the big brown land, to the Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Good afternoon, Mick. I feel like talking like Pauline Hanson today. For some reason, it just hit me.
Have you just climbed Uluru?
Oh, I just can't go any further. What's that all about, everyone? That's hilarious.
Do you think she's still there? Do you think if we went there, she's still on the side of the rock?
I think she's in it. She's got slippery shoes, Mick. They're slippery.
But she learned a lot, and I think it was been instructional, everything that happened
that's
there.
That's right, we have learned a lot too. Hello, right. Dave.
That is frightening, your impersonation of Pauline Hanson. That is so good.
Don't worry. I'm
you could play her
done.
In
I
a
could
movie.
Play her.
You're not
Pauline Hanson.
Not dissimilar in many ways. You could run a fish and chip shop.
How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, Australia. From Australia.
It's got to be her gritted teeth. Everything's through gritted teeth with that woman.
Oh, what a strange way to start. I'm sorry.
You can do the whole thing as Pauline Hanson if you'd like to. Hey, big day today.
Yes.
Women are idiots.
Yes,
Pauline Hanson, you got right.
Pauline Hanson.
It's in honour of Pauline.
There's quite a few we've got. And don't worry, Melania Trump's up there because of her new boyfriend.
Hey, we'll get to the bottom of that. We always do men are idiots. It's time for a women are idiots.
That's right.
Ed Sheeran is a dirty, rotten, stinking thief.
I'm sad to say there's another claim against him. Oh. We're going to play it. You be the judge.
You be the judge, and we might put Lady Gaga up on box. We might get the latest from the VMAs.
Yes.
We'll do a... Dave, what did you see?
Oh, yeah, so the Foo Fighters got Rickrolled at Reading last night, so Rick Astley up on stage with the Fooies.
Jeez.
You always know what Rickrolling is? That's what Rickrolled means. I'll explain in the ad break, Nick.
Don't you ever patronise me again. Ever.
I will. I'll do it a lot.
Our guest is Russell Howcroft.
Yes.
You know what? It's great to have a sensible, intelligent person on the show who
really
can speak intelligently on a number of matters. We're going to talk to him about woke. I'm sick of woke.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're woked out.
I just want to drop my pants and bare my ass to the woke world.
Well, you will have that opportunity because...
What is wrong? There's party poopers. That's what woke is, party poopers. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We might even enter the Bob Hawke auction.
I might have to speak with an astrophysicist about something that's happened.
Well, there is an asteroid on its way, a large one, hurtling towards Earth. If we can think of an astrophysicist... We can call.
If only I knew an astrophysicist.
A good one. You know, a good one.
Trust me, I'm working on it.
Dave, you like outer space things.
I do, love.
Are you aware of the meteor?
I have heard the news, yes.
I have.
Do you ever get scared when you hear about it?
I don't really think
so. Do you just they just disintegrate before they hit Earth?
I think there's other life forms in other universes and galaxies far away.
You freak.
I'm a big believer.
What do they look like?
Oh, who knows? They might be like giant lizards or something.
Are they like those ones in the Spielberg movie that are like really long arms and little pot bellies?
I think so.
It's like they've all been drinking beer.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time till we find out. There might be somebody living with us right now.
There's no way.
What do you reckon? Could be one in this room. If there was a lizard person in this room.
Well, it's not me. Why are you both looking at me? How dare you?
Just saying.
Mm. What do you mean?
Poke it with a fork, Dave. That's what she does. She feels cold-blooded.
Very cliche.
You do feel cold-blooded.
Oh, I am.
If you're an animal, what would you be?
A python. A snake. That's the correct answer isn't it?
Turn your nose up and chuck out python.
Oh, well, I can hardly say...
I want you to seriously consider what animal you would be.
A baby harp seal.
One will we club you to death?
Yes, that's how I feel when I come in here.
Dave, what would you be?
I know you'd be a sloth. I'd probably be...
Sloths
you know what I would be? What? A big bear.
Would you?
I'd sleep for 6 months of the year.
Hibernate, yeah.
I'd have a very bad temper. And I'd go...
It's pretty close.
You're correct. Tell me the good bits.
That's it.
I think I'd be a shih tzu.
What is it? A shih tzu, Dave? Are we going to do this?
With no animals.
You'd be a shih tzu.
Oh, like an adorable
puppy. If you were a shih tzu,
I
would put you down.
What?
Oh. I go, oh, poor Dave.
Pull too hard.
I'd put a bucket on your head first.
It's a bit snappy.
And then I'd put you down.
They're a bit snappy, but they're kind of adorable.
I'd chuck a frisbee that you couldn't catch.
Would you?
Hey, what happened now? How'd you go parking today?
Quickly. Yes, there was a car park free.
There was a car park free today.
One. It's a few other cars. There's
did anyone fess up to the second car?
No, but I had to do detective work. I think I know who it is.
Who?
It was the Kia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Kia Sportage. Mm. Mm. There's a baby seat in the back.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've gone, okay, so who wouldn't have got the memo in our building, in our network? What if they work in the SCA network?
Hit FM, which is in our building.
What if they're on air right now?
Parking in our spots.
And they're on another station.
Husey?
No.
Ed Cavalier.
Husey's allowed to park there.
Ed Cavalier.
Ed Cavalier.
Oh. Ed Cavalier.
Ed Cavalier.
Who got kicked out of breakfast.
Yeah.
Has now skived his way into
Now he's on with
drive. Husey. He's on. Haven't been paying attention. Is he still, persevering with him? Okay. Let's go and key his car.
No, don't.
Let's
do
go
that.
Key the Kia.
Doesn't
we don't need
that.
To key the
Hi,
car.
Hi, Ed.
Why don't though?
Just go 105.1 Triple M.
Why don't
Ed.
You know what I might do though? I might put a Triple M sticker on the back of his car.
They stick a banana up his exhaust pipe, and that's a euphemism.
Anyway, I'm glad we solved that because it was really today. I was stomping
you know what?
In.
If you stuck a banana in Ed's exhaust pipe, he'd eat it because he's you know he's a bodybuilder, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him with his top off?
Yeah.
Have you?
Have you?
Where?
What?
You now guys, you're interested.
You guys.
What? No. I've seen him in a pool.
Oh, hello.
What are you talking
you got some
about?
Sexy music? Yeah. Hey, have you got some sexy music for this?
The only one I've really got is.
I was thinking saxophone or something more kind of horny.
I was in a pool in Bali.
Like those old 005.
He's very. You know what? You won't like it when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cut.
Ed Cavalier.
Well, so tell us more about Ed. He's
very smooth. He's hairless.
Is he? Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
What animal would Ed be?
He'd be a white stallion.
Is he packing?
I didn't see down below because it was a photo on Instagram he put of him and his baby in the pool. I wasn't in the pool with him.
Oh, I think we're done.
Yeah, we are done.
When we come back, women are idiots.
Yes.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
I have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
This is fresh off the TV.
I'm not agreeing with that or disagreeing with that. I
that
am here to observe.
All right, you're here to observe. I just saw on TV that Susan Hannaford is on A Current Affair.
She's an idiot.
That's Kitty Sullivan to all of you.
Wow.
And I don't know if
you know how you described her on the show last year?
A white walker.
That's
right.
If you want to see, and she's turned up to court with a mini me. I swear to God, she's walking into court with someone dressed as her.
Okay, so she's turned up. She's in a court case that she disagrees with, and that she turns up with her granddaughter, who she's bought from daughter, who's now, she said, now the child's
mine.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'll have that one. Because I can dress her up and look like me. This is the promo that's going around. Have a listen.
From sweet-faced Kitty Sullivan.
I'm extremely angry. I'm furious.
To straight-faced Susan Hannaford.
I felt like I was in an alternate reality.
Why the TV starlet is locked in a $200 million court fight.
They must be held accountable. A vicious assault on me and my family.
A Current Affair tonight.
Now, I'm wondering if that's about the house. Remember, she has that white house. That's where the white walkers
You mean cult headquarters, as I like to call it.
And may I say, is she still on Mick's definitive list of women?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I like it. Can I say this? She's where there's more horsehair in her wig than the judges. I've just seen her walk into court. I'd like to see her season end of a day. Try and climb Uluru. Is she nuts?
You can't climb Uluru in thigh high patent leather boots.
With your granddaughter who looks exactly like you.
Correct. Anyway,
is she an idiot or nuts or what are we talking about?
Well, she's throwing everything aside. She doesn't care what people think.
I think she likes the idea of turning up in court.
I think she does. Cameras. I think she doesn't mind the profile.
And by the way, I don't think she's a starlet anymore. The starlet
who's
is...
using, who's banding the word starlet? really?
Have a listen to the promo again. Listen.
From sweet-faced Kitty Sullivan.
I'm extremely angry. I'm furious.
To straight-faced Susan Hannaford.
I felt like I was in an alternate reality.
Why the TV starlet is locked in a $200 million court fight.
She's 502.
Idiots.
She's from. She's an idiot. You've idiot.
Starlet.
Do you agree? Are we away?
Yeah, we're away. All right.
Who else?
I've got another one.
Yes, please.
Decorated NASA astronaut Anne McLean.
I like this.
Women are idiots.
Can I just quickly say?
Yeah.
Congratulations for committing the first crime in space.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Identity theft, to be precise.
Fantastic. How'd she do it?
Well, she's in a very bitter divorce with her wife.
Right.
And custody of their 6-year-old son.
So what's she done?
She has improperly accessed her bank account while she was on a 6-month mission aboard the International Space Station.
So she's aboard the space station.
and she's raided the joint account. And done a little bit of...
You know where we get those calls from Uruguay or Nigeria that you don't answer? Yeah. Hey, if it's coming from the solar system, do not pick up the phone.
Someone's calling from space. Who's this?
So who has jurisdiction over that, Jane?
Well, like, that's very
interesting. What court do you settle that in? Yeah. Because does it depend where the space station was?
That's true.
When she committed the fraud?
In what hemisphere?
I don't know.
What time zone?
In space, no one can hear you sue.
Well, I think they'd need...
Who has the jurisdiction? In what court? How can you extradite me? Or, by the way, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Can she hold the space station near a siege situation?
No,
it doesn't matter if she doesn't come back.
Yeah. Well, I think she's going to come
back.
She's
committed a crime.
Well, her lawyer, Rusty Harden...
Rusty Harden.
Come on,
strenuously denies that she did anything improper. She's got a password and she's totally cooperating.
She's
with
trouble, this woman, because if you remember, she was the one who was supposed to go on the first ever spacewalk with two women, and there wasn't a space suit that fitted.
That was her.
I think she'd raided the pantry on the space station. Intelligence.
You can't say she's always been trouble, this woman, because she didn't have a... Because that was unfair.
She goes up there and there's no... does my bum look fat in this?
that's the fault of the stupid NASA.
Just split a space suit.
NASA, come on. Have a few spare suits lying around for women, will you?
Get off the space burritos. Yeah, that's what I'd like to
say. Do we have time for one more or we wait? Because I'd like to know, does anybody else think that there's a woman around who's a bit of an idiot? Let us know.
1-3-3-5-3. What's our number?
1-3-3-5-3 is the number.
Ring up. Is there one in your life? Are you married to her? Are you that woman?
I've got a few more.
Are you the daughter? Yeah, we've got more. We're not going anywhere. Let's go.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Advertising guru Russell Howcroft is going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. By the way, women are idiots. If you want to be involved, you can call up 1-3-3-5-3.
It's always fun when I discover women being idiotic because it's not often.
No, sure.
So when it happens, it really stands out.
Again, I won't offer an opinion.
Oh, thank you. That's best.
Because you know why? Because I'm woke.
Oh.
I'm woke.
That word.
I'm the most woke person here. Can't wait to ask Russell Howcroft.
I know. You're really fired up about...
Do you think I'm woke, Dave?
I think you're lit. You're lit, man.
Is that good?
Yeah. Can you be lit and woke? Yes, you can.
Yep, you can be lit, woke and cool.
Can you spill the tea on that?
Okay, mate. Are you gay?
All right, I'm going to dominate.
Get out. Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
Pauline Hanson.
Oh, we've done her.
No, there's an update on her.
There's an update because
she was on the Today Show.
Can you do the voice? You're going to do the voice?
Yes.
No, I won't. I'm ropeable. It sounds like me now.
All right.
It's a fine line. Let me give you the listening pleasure.
All right.
Of Pauline, who was on with broadcaster Neil Mitchell.
From Melbourne,
disagreeing about her reasons for climbing the rock.
Okay.
This is from the Today Show.
They want accountability. They want to know where the money's going, not just from their land council, all land councils, Aboriginal issues. Neil, you have no idea.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hang on.
It's not about me. It's about the Aboriginal people in this. It was a stunt. You didn't really learn anything. I still don't know where you stand on it.
We might have to pursue this again at a later date.
I'm a fool. Terrific. Let's abuse me and avoid the issue.
I think we'll leave it there for now.
Hey, Well done, Neil Mitchell, who seemed to have it covered. You're a fool.
He's just blindsided.
Is she still there, do you know? Did they ever get her down?
I don't think she's moved from her red jumper.
Clinging to the side of the rock.
She's in shoes that have just got holes in them. They're slippery. She shouldn't have been wearing them in the first place.
Oh, my God.
I've got another one. Can I quickly?
Oh, yes, please.
Melania Trump.
Wow.
Women are idiots.
Air-kissing Trudeau.
Air-kiss Justin Trudeau.
G7, while a very cranky Trump watches on.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the one who missed out on it all was our own ScoMo, who's left Scott alone by himself while everybody seems to be getting it on around him. Donald is kissing Trudeau's wife.
A bit old for him, I would have thought. In fact, he told her that, didn't he?
Remember, wow, he said, you're in really good shape for someone your age.
You've really kept yourself tidy for an old bat. Oh, that's pretty much what he was insinuating.
Oh, that was no.
She's
Emmanuel,
a very attractive
it
lady.
It was Emmanuel Macron's wife.
Oh, that was Macron's
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, Bridget Macron.
So Trudeau, and now he's come out and he's weighed in. Now, you told me this ages ago.
Yeah.
And I've been
hang
running
on, careful.
With it.
Can we say this on?
Yeah, here? You know what this was? This is a bit of a leaking of, you know, like the girl code. Mm. But you told me that if you're talking to a woman and she starts brushing her
hair
with her hair,
flicking
or,
it
flicks,
or
flicks her hair, you're in. He didn't put it as crudely as I just did.
Or maybe I did put it much more crudely.
But and she clearly. Her air kiss, and steps back and just flicks the hair back, and she's almost blushing.
Yeah.
And so is the world.
Well,
you see the pictures
it's gone
tonight.
Berserk, and there's a very cranky, like, grandfather, Trump, standing behind her going,
orange.
What the hell?
Yeah.
He just hates being left out on his own. But there's another idiot. We got us some callers.
Let's do it.
Nathan.
How you going?
Good, Nathan. Do you know any female idiots?
I know a lot, actually, but my mum.
Your mum? What's she done?
Women are idiots.
She can't say the word magician.
Well, how
does
she
say it?
Trying
to work out how would she say it?
Have you got her there? Is she there?
No, she's not here. She adds a D. Calls it a magician.
Magician?
A magician.
She spends the entire time thinking she's completely right and blames everyone else and calls us all idiots.
What does she say? Magician.
Exactly, magician.
Does she say burglar?
No, she says Warren as Roran,
okay.
And Warrandyte is Rorandyte. So we always get her to say Roran went to Rorandyte.
Nathan, now you've dobbed her in. You can give her the joy that she's been known officially as an idiot on national radio. Thanks, Nathan.
You should get her a magician assistant. All right, thanks, Brad. Well, Brad, what are you? Who have you got? What? Who?
Went out for dinner on Saturday night. There's about 10 of us, even mixed, 5 and 5. Two of the girls got the wrong meals served to them. They were put down in front of them, and rather than just lean across the table and swap the chicken for the beef, they got up and walked around to each other's chair.
Women are idiots.
Wow, that's unnecessary, right. I would have thought.
Unless they're up to something.
Yeah.
If I know women. So I don't like sitting next to this bullfed. Or goes, I want to bop.
Oh, yeah, you missed what happened there.
I want to bone that guy. Can you?
There might have been some eye contact.
Brad.
Right, Brad. You may,
yeah,
maybe
you're not on full alert, Brad.
A
come on.
A little bit of
damn it.
Hey. It might have been after a bit more than the chicken, if you know what I mean, Brad.
A few more savvy blonks down there,
right? Now, Brad, I think the girls might have been playing the averages here.
Damn it, I'll try and get out with them again next week.
Good on you.
That's it.
Hello, Chris. Let's try Chris.
How are you guys?
Good. Do you know any female idiots?
Oh, I'd hate to say it when it's family, but my eldest daughter.
Oh. Women are
wow,
idiots.
Wow, here we go.
I'm
how
all
old
ears.
Is she?
She's 16 now, and it wasn't that long ago that sitting at the dining table one night having dinner, she was staring into the oblivion at the clock on the wall and asked the question, how do the batteries know when to change the time for daylight saving?
Oh, come on.
Paying for a private school, are you, Chris?
No, I'm glad I'm not.
I love that one. Yeah. That reminds me of the Sophie Monk story, which is my favourite. Told me by Sando Chilaura, I believe, which was when she moved from Queensland to New South Wales. She brought her own her telly with her.
Right.
And when someone asked her why, she said, because I still like watching the programs sort of based out of Queensland.
Women are idiots.
Someone still like watching the Queensland news. Come on, that's
all
good.
Thank you.
All
well
right.
Well done, everyone.
Well done.
Coming up, we're going to talk
music
Monster
news.
Trucks and music news as well. Then Russell Howcroft. Yeah, it's a big Tuesday.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft, advertising guru, is going to join us in the second hour.
Why, if you're good at advertising, are you a guru?
I don't know
like,
why
no
that
one
is.
Ever, you don't go, oh, he's a plumbing guru.
That's true.
You don't go, he's a, you know.
Although, I did meet a plumbing guru yesterday.
Go on.
God, here we go.
Simon the drain man came to my house and he's a plumbing guru and he had 60 metres with him.
Jesus.
No, he was
idiots.
He was amazing. Thank you, Ben and Simon.
You don't refer to him a guru. Did you call him a guru?
No, but he should be. No, actually, Ben did refer to him as this is the top dog. This is the best guy in the business. But he should be known.
My Uber driver's a guru. He's a guru. Why are you an advertising guru?
All right.
I don't like it.
All right. Well, let's stop saying that.
Let's put it to him. Let's introduce him as a guru and then tear him to pieces.
Yeah.
Hey, as we speak, is it over? The MVAs have been on today. The MTV MVAs.
The VMAs.
Is there any
VMAs?
Is there Kanye storm the state? Has anyone
really
done anything stupid?
That was 10 years ago, by the way.
Care about the VMAs anymore?
Lots of people do.
Did anyone turn up in a meat dress? Did anyone turn up in an egg? Yes. What's going on?
Does anyone watch MTV anymore? Their VMAs are a bit relevant.
That's not great. Do you know Miley Cyrus turned up? Miley Cyrus turned up to sing a song about Liam. It's a bit, do you reckon it's a bit mercenary? So you break up with a guy and then within the space of 3 weeks,
barely,
you've got a song written about him that you are performing in front of the world.
No, I won't have it.
That says, I'm sick of the pills, I'm sick of the thing. Yeah.
No, can't you it's just like, be quiet it's like, now, sister?
That's, do you reckon it's a fair fight? I'm not sure that's a fair fight.
I don't think it's a fair fight. Be classy.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay classy, sister.
At least she wasn't, well, you're talking to someone who appeared nude on a wrecking ball.
Hey, there is someone.
Don't know if it's quite an issue.
Do you know who Nikita Dragon is? Some singer. She brought all her pets along. They're three men on their knees with chains around their necks.
Well, I can't believe I didn't get the gig.
Did you want to hear Miley from the VMA?
Yes, we've got to sing a song about Liam.
Yeah.
What's it called? Slide Away.
Yeah.
Well, our heart breaks for you, Miley.
But she said she wasn't going to perform.
Oh, she's performing a song about her. It's very good for you, Miley. Our heart breaks for you.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't like that.
You're really in
Hey, Liam.
Hello to trouble.
Liam's in Australia.
Hey.
You're doing it very classy, by the way.
I put it to you, Jane Kennedy, that Ed Sheeran is a dirty, rotten, stinking
I don't like your language.
Thief when it comes to music. Discuss. He's about to go to the
will
High
discuss.
Court.
Not my opinion, but the opinion of someone else.
Right.
Done your homework here.
All right. I'll tell you who he is. Sam Chokri.
Oh, the old Chokmeister.
Yeah. He's accusing the song Shape of You. Now, that is a huge hit.
Massive hit.
Huge hit.
That was massive.
Yeah.
He says that the one part of the chorus was stolen by a song he wrote in 2015 called Oh Why. Would you like to hear Sheeran's version?
Yes, please.
Here's Sheeran.
I'm in love with your body. Mickey. I'm in love with your body.
No, that's enough. Stop.
Okay.
Right, and?
Now, let's hear Sam Chokri. Well, it's a bit slower, but if that was sped up, it probably would sound the same.
I say no.
Do you want to put them together at the same time?
Yeah.
Mash them up.
Here we go.
Just have a listen. Here they are together.
Don't.
Oh, no, that's just in my head.
I feel like a crazy person.
Yeah, no, stop that.
That's no good.
No, that doesn't work because they're different speeds.
By the way, this is not the first time he's been attacked for this.
No, it's not.
So, and someone, now whether you choose to believe this or not, suggests he's in the mode that when they come, he does cut checks.
Well, documents lodged at the High Court have said he's consciously or subconsciously in the habit of appropriating the compositional skill and labour of other songwriters.
I think he shelled out before.
He has shelled out.
He has shelled out before. And in fact, Robert, he
doesn't
might
mean
be
he's
doing,
guilty.
Well,
it means he just wants to shut them
you
up.
You don't generally pay if you.
You know what? Yeah. They've got him on a platter, and it's just he can't do anything, make any moves.
So is that what happened to Michael Jackson when he paid off those children?
Oh, no, we can't confuse.
He had to do that?
We can't confuse the matters of Michael Jackson with Ed Sheeran when
but if you're suggesting that you pay out just to make it go away rather than admit guilt, then...
I think that's what he's done.
All right. Can I say this, though? Mm. He's like Robin Williams, because Robin Williams was notorious in comedy clubs.
Right.
So he would turn up, listen to the comedians, and then steal their jokes. And when they complained...
Really?
No. And when they complained, he just cut a check for 10 grand. So he would go in and he'd go to a comedy club and
right.
someone go, hey, mate, you're doing my joke. He'd go, wait here. There you go.
And what do you think of that as a
comedy? It's terrible. But it's terrible. Right. In fact, it got to the point
that's
where
terrible.
When he walked into a comedy club that the comedians on stage would stop doing their A-grade material.
Ooh,
so okay. if they go, Robin Williams is here, everyone would just down tour.
I didn't know that.
Because he worked out, it was worth it still for him.
And just to piss off people and give them money.
Because he's worth $10 million. Dollars,
nothing
he can take. It's hard to write a good joke. I'll have that. And then when you complain, here's your $10,000.
Tony Soprano. Yeah.
So I say, no, Ed Sheeran, if you want to get a lock solid, like, rip-off, then
I'll
like if you Lady Gaga,
have
you got it there?
Yeah, this is Shallow, her with Bradley Cooper, of course. Right.
I'm falling in all the good times I find myself alone.
All right, so that's Shallow.
And here's the one they ripped it from.
Yeah, Steve Ronson with Almost.
Can't you see?
Now that is a rip-off.
It's not, it's just three notes.
Hey, Kennedy, you're in denial. Let's go.
All right.
You know.
You're done.
It's
you're
just
cooked.
Three notes.
All right. Up next, Hayden McCleary's going to join us.
Lady
Monster
Gaga.
Trucks.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest, Hayden McCleary, started driving monster trucks before he was old enough to get his learner's permit. At just 25, Hayden now competes with the best in the business in the Monster Jam series. And this October, he'll be strapping into the Monster Mutt truck with a massive lineup at Monster Jam in Melbourne. Please welcome to the show, Hayden McCleary.
Hello, big fella.
How you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for swinging by.
No
we
worries
we
at
have
all.
Both got a million questions. We're not going to fit them all in because we can only talk to you for one break. But straight off the bat, let's go. You said you were doing it before you could drive. Why? How did you get involved? What's the route, traditional route into monster trucks?
Well, basically, I grew up with the trucks all my life. From basically the stage of 8 years old, I was very interested in working on them day in, day out when I had days off.
So
school.
What was your dad?
So did your dad? Did he have something to do with them?
Yeah, my dad was working with the business at the time.
Okay.
So
okay.
It was very exciting. 14 years of age, they decided to throw me in a truck and ever
Why
since
not?
Then. Just
That's good parenting.
Me. Now, right when you're thrown in a truck, are you supposed to know what goes under the bonnet when you're driving one of these from an early age?
Well, yeah, as I said earlier, from the age of 8 years old, I've been working on them nonstop. So I knew the ins and outs of virtually everything.
That's incredible.
In the truck. So, yeah.
That's
from
what
a young
I want
Can you change
your
tyre? Can you change your
tyre?
I guarantee I can change a tyre real quick.
Have you ever done this just for a joke? Have you ever driven it down to your local mechanic and just said, mate, can you change the tyres? And I'll need an oil lube as well.
As much as I'd love to, I guarantee I wouldn't even get far down the road.
Okay, what about this? Hi, first date. I'm going to pick you up in half an hour.
Monster Mart comes
beep,
up.
Beep, beep. And she comes out and you're behind.
I don't even reckon I'll need a horn. I reckon she'll hear me from blocks away.
But that's
and
the
if
thing,
the date's
yeah.
no good, when you get home, you crush her car.
Exactly.
And then
she
off.
Ain't going anywhere after that.
Hayden, that's a great thing. Whenever I hear the word monster truck, I immediately smile. It makes people feel good, don't you? It's a really great vibe.
You just go fun.
You go fun.
Monster truck, I go, how much fun can you have
That's
in one
true.
Night?
Oh, it is definitely a lot of fun, like for sure. It's every kid's dream.
Why do kids love it?
Yeah.
Well, kids, what is there not to love? You're crushing cars. You've got a freaking awesome, like, Monster Mutt.
Okay.
Everything's oversized.
Here's the name of the cars. This is why kids love it. Alien Invasion.
Ooh, yeah.
El Toro Loco. Gas Monkey Garage. Monster Mutt. That's yours. Gravedigger. Ooh,
oh,
my boys would love Gravedigger.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely one of the favorites.
Scooby-Doo. Is that a favorite?
Oh.
Now, I mentioned Scooby-Doo. Now, that was one of the chick drivers, yeah?
Yes.
She's very
Lindsay
successful.
What's
Lindsay.
Her name?
Lindsay Reed. She is a
and
very
what's her story?
Successful.
Is she good?
Yeah, very good. She actually this year has won the freestyle championship in America. So she is quite up there and a very tough competitor.
Shane, can I do a joke about
yes.
can't find directions to,
please
the,
go
to,
ahead.
To the ground because she's your chick? No.
Side swiping mirrors? Yeah, you can do that.
She's that's got fine. A Garfield doll on the back of her
reverse camera.
We're just putting a lipstick on.
Does her lippy onto the rear vision? I think we're done here.
These vehicles, 5 Well, how much are they? 5,500 kilos.
Yeah, so you're basically looking at about 5 tonne of it.
Can you get that through a bottle shop drive?
I think you might some damage, like especially with the awning and all that.
Now, here's my question to you.
Yes.
Is this like the wrestling? Is it all pre-organised or are we seriously competing here?
This is seriously competing here. So basically we've got 8 Americans coming over. We've got 2 Australians coming over.
I don't care for the Yanks.
Oh, we don't care either.
We're going to crush the Yanks, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do our best, especially from this year.
Is there a prize that you win, Hayden?
Oh,
it's the glory.
The glory of being number one.
Are they left-hand drives, monster tracks, theirs?
No, they're actually centre drive, and all the controls are on right-hand side.
How
so
crazy.
The American ones are all right-hand drive, and the Aussies are left-hand
drive. But they're all centre. Why is that?
Yeah, well, when you think about not just that. When you're trying to line up for jumps, you just got to look at the center of the jump and then just go ahead.
Have you been injured in this caper? Because it looks dangerous. I know that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Definitely
no injuries on me as such. Like there has been injuries in the years, but our injury has definitely not
professional
happened.
Drivers like yourself, you get it all right.
Yeah. Now, you know what else you should do? Do you call the road service?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm out here. Yeah, I just need a... What the hell?
Yeah.
Hey, what's crazy to me too, Hayden, is when these vehicles take flight, that's the time when I just go, what the hell? How are you flying these things?
Basically, it's the way you hit the jump as well. So if you hit it crooked, it could all end bad at the end of it. But that's all the spectacular about it. Like, you just got to go along with the ride. You can control the truck. We've got a caller here.
Steve. Yeah, Steve, you've got a question.
Yeah, I've got a question, being an old fart.
For Hayden.
How many miles to the gallon do you get out of these things?
Is it diesel?
No, it's actually full methanol alcohol as well.
Whoa.
So an 80-litre tank can last probably easy 20 minutes.
Jeez, okay. Yeah.
Okay, what else do you put that kind of fuel in? What other vehicles do you do?
Full dragsters. Like fully methanol dragsters.
Man, I've always wanted to drive a car that's got a parachute out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially when you can't stop at the other end, you'll definitely need a parachute.
Wow, that smell must be amazing.
Alex is on the line. With Alex, what's your question to Hayden?
Yeah, g'day. For all the petrol heads, what sort of engine do you use in that thing?
So a lot of the monster trucks here, we run a 540 big block Chevy blown.
Of course you do.
That's what we like to hear on Triple M.
That's fantastic. I'll tell you what we'll do. Are you happy to hang around for a second? We'll take
you.
Come and give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. It's your chance to talk monster trucks.
Yeah, right give Hayden a chance.
Where's the show, Dave?
We'll tell you right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hayden McCleary is here with us. Well, Monster Jam is returning to Australia October 5 at Amy Park in Melbourne. For tickets, you go to tickettech.com.au. He drives the Monster Mutt, and he's in studio right
now. Man, that'd be one of the favourites. How do you go? Is there a ranking? Do you have like a top 10 like they do for like, you know, the formula?
Oh, there's definitely different likes in the trucks as well. Like, definitely it's hard to beat Maximum Destruction and Gravedigger because they're such legends.
Is there a formula
that
you have to comply to? Or is it just turn up on the day with whatever you got?
There is definitely rules and regs you got to go by, but everything's safety as well. We got to make everything
also,
safe.
Also, you know what I was thinking? People who are advising kids at school when they leave school have got a lot to answer for. Like, I was never told, you know, no one ever says, oh, I see what you're interested in, mechanics, you know, why don't you be a monster truck driver?
Yeah.
No one ever says that.
That was funny when I was through school. I was always into monster trucks and I was a grease monkey from day one, always working on stuff, tinkering on motorbikes, everything like that. Even through school, I was leaving halfway through school. My principal even signed me that I was at school and I was working on monster trucks. So, that's pretty cool about it.
All right, well, that's cool.
You need to beat Megalodon. You need to beat Max D, Scooby-Doo and Zombie. If you do that, you're a winner in my book. Bobby's
on
the line. Bobby, do you have a question for Hayden about monster trucks?
Yes, mate. Look, I've always been in awe of monster trucks. And, mate, I just want to know, can I have a go?
but that's an interesting question. Do you do hot laps? Like a lot of, we have Dave Reynolds on the show. And he goes, mate, come and do a hot lap.
Definitely.
Can we have a go?
Actually, with the monster truck industry now, there's a lot of training and physical strength you got to do as well. So whatever you want to do, you can go to Monster Jam and actually apply for a job as a driver. But they send you to Monster Jam University for training.
Well, well, that's the university my kids would want to go to.
But what do you have to do to graduate? Like a burnout in a track or something?
Basically, they do a full set track and they give you media training, everything like that.
Right. Can you have the window down and a dog in the back? Can you do that?
Hey, thanks, Bobby, for your question.
Bobby, what do you drive? Bobby, just Bobby.
I've got an F truck at home, but I drive everything from school bus to 57 seaters with toilets in the back. So I think I'm more than qualified.
Sure. Jeez, I don't
know. Sounds like you are. Stand by, Bobby.
Can you put Monster Truck tyres on the 57 seater?
There's actually, people have actually done it for a rides truck. Yes.
Love that. Thanks, Bobby. Let's go to Mitchell. Hello, Mitchell. How are you?
Good.
Have you seen the Monster Trucks before?
I've seen them on ads and TV.
Yeah, and what question do you have for Hayden?
How fast can they go?
Good question, Mitchell.
That is a real good question. Yep. They can go up to 150 miles
what?
An hour.
Yeah, miles?
It's pretty crazy. Jeepers.
And how high and when you get air?
Well, what were you saying before?
Was it 50 metres that
50
you guys
50 metres high.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's so much air.
Oh, man.
Hey, well done, Mitchell. Thanks for your question.
Well done, Mitchell. Go along. You'll have a ball, Mitchell. Yeah, can we give Mitchell a ticket? Where's he calling from? You got to get to Melbourne. No, only Melbourne.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go to Tash. Hello, Tash.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's your question for Hayden, Tash?
My question for Hayden is, what's your biggest stack?
Oh, that's my biggest stack. I'd have to say it would be definitely a rollover.
You rolled it?
Oh, yes. Mm. I've rolled them many a times, even in my backflip attempts. And
that'd be a good feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a different feeling, that's for sure.
Did you get any injuries from that stack?
I have never actually been injured in a monster truck because, as I said earlier, safety is number one with us and we spend a lot of money in safety.
Thank you for coming and we appreciate it. Can you do me one favour?
Sure thing.
Can you listen to this show while you're in the monster, competing in a monster truck?
So,
I might have to crank it up.
Kennedy Malloy on Triple M. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. It's fascinating. Do you know, you should get Jane along for the entertainment because Jane once attended Bathurst dressed as a banana.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to be a grid girl, but when they got there, they put her in a banana costume and up and down.
I could promote, I'd be your monster mutt.
You could be in the passenger seat in a banana suit.
I could. I could put my lipstick on when I do that. Hey, if you want to go along, tickettech.com.au. You've got to get yourselves to Melbourne, everyone. It's in October.
How much fun will that be?
Get down and see it.
Good I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Thanks, Hayden.
You got it. Coming up next, Russell Howcroft.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go, people. Coming up very soon, a guru is in the house, but we'll get to that. Hey, Bob Hawke's got an auction going on. Well, he doesn't. He's dead.
His family have put on all his stuff, have they?
Yeah.
Auction? I don't know if I agree with that.
It's got a bit of a whiff of garage sale about it.
I don't think
any of his best items are on it. However, I've got my eye on a cheeky little something.
Have you?
That we may put a bid on.
Excellent.
So
excellent
hang
news.
About while we
all right, now,
do it.
If only I knew an astrophysicist.
What do you mean?
Or do I?
There's a big meteor hurtling to Earth. We need
might
to
have
talk
to
someone
base.
Who...
Yeah,
someone,
who would you be able to...
I've got a few ideas. Stand by.
An astrophysicist, you say?
There might be a single astrophysicist. Not giving too much away.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this. Friend of the show!
Last time our advertising guru, Russell Howcroft, dropped by, he updated us on some challenging times for the industry.
What we do know is that we're in a low-growth economy, so it's pretty hard to grow wages if you haven't got economic growth. In the old days, in inverted commas, you know, you turn up at the start of the year and everyone knew that, oh, there's media inflation of 6%.
Now people are holding on to their...
Everything's flat, and that, I think, is an indicator.
But all hope isn't lost.
I don't think I'm alone. When the Trivago girl comes on, I'm going to watch it.
Everybody?
Yes.
Classic Australian marketing.
And the Amy girls.
I like
still
the Amy
the
girls.
Yeah.
Amy girls.
They're
the best. I've always liked the Amy girls.
Please welcome back to the show, Russell Howcroft.
Why do we like the Amy girls? Why do we like the Amy girls?
They're appearing in all sorts of different places now.
And they're helpful. I think they're helpful.
Very helpful now. They're moving into characters now, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they look a little bit like potential bride material.
Right, ooh. Hang on. Yeah, I'd say
they're a bit like, you know, what was that
Handmaid's
film?
Tale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handmaid's Tale, they're in red.
The Amy Girls
and that's
Handmaid's
why men
Tale?
Like them because
what are you doing?
They all look like they're nice marriageable material.
Well, I thought you were moving into like a new TV show, like Marry the Amy Girls. That'd be awesome, right?
I like them. They're handy, work. They're nice, yeah. They're helpful.
And have you seen that the Trivago girls, she's now out of the studio. Mm, she's now right.
She's
on
doing
the move,
yeah.
Right? So they've made the call because they would have said, okay, what are we going to do with this Trivago
What's
girl?
What's the next step? And she's interacting with other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't have any more attractive girls than the Trivago girl.
Have you noticed that?
100%.
Well, how would you do
she's
it anyway?
Well, she's
how
going to be like the bride it? And the bridesmaids. Yes. You can't have better looking bridesmaids than the bride.
It's a very, the tension in the boardroom around that sort of casting decision. Think about Billy Connolly and ING Bank.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Remember, right?
Billy was in charge of that.
He was in charge.
But now.
No, kind of right, one
so
uglier
I had to
than
cut
Billy.
Him off at some point.
Now Isla Fisher owns it.
Right, and they also had to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The iSelect guy.
Yep.
The iSelect guy. That right,
she's
like
got
every
the hots
other,
for the iSelect guy.
Every other 50-year-old balling.
Yui.
Balding,
she likes the Yui guy.
Remember him? He was quite a character, really, wasn't he? So it's a big call. When you whack those people, it's a big call.
I always like the Trivago girl because she's hot and she could get you a really good deal on a dirty weekend. She knows the cheap rooms. She gets them good at
good
the best
price.
Rate.
I hadn't even realised that's actually the market.
Why do we call you a guru? Why
you
are you good
do,
at advertising? Is it advertising
yes,
why,
it
guru?
It goes hand in
why,
hand
why
with the word
advertising.
You've
guru.
Done that to yourselves somehow, haven't you?
I know, absolutely
funny
not.
Funny about that. An industry to create a title.
A creative industry of somehow right. You've made us all refer to you as guru.
No, I don't send you an email say, you know, how'd you like the guru on?
But
I never
we
do.
And why is it not in another industry? We were
it
saying,
is weird, isn't
why
it?
Is there not a plumbing guru?
Yeah. Well, there might be a plumbing guru. They're just not. In fact, there's a business idea, right? Right now, that truck should just go past the plumbing guru.
Plumbing guru.
They fly.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, do it, right? In fact,
trademark.
There should be a dot guru. There's an idea, right?
What are you doing?
Just
you know we're on
is.
Air. You should be trademarking this.
Carpenter dot guru, plumber dot guru,
dot guru.
Cleaner
dot
guru.
Dot guru.
Dot guru.
The new, whatever you call that,
guru.
IP.
I'm going to take that, my new business on Shark Tank.
Yeah, dot guru.
My new business is
What's
dot guru.
What's that worth?
Come on, let's go.
I don't
go.
Know. Well, we're going to talk about something interesting today because you have brought up something to our attention that caught my attention during the Ashes. Well, it's still ongoing.
Right.
We're going to start with that. I love it.
How ace is this? So there's something awesome about what's called it's topical advertising. It hardly ever happens.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it used to happen a lot.
Okay.
So if you go back to the history of ads, 1960s, 1970s, 80s, 90s, when I worked in the UK in the 90s, there was always just a holding brief. Whenever you thought of something topical, you would, ring up the client, we've got a topical opportunity here, and they'll either agree to run it or not agree. Yeah. So it had sort of different rules. Very, very famously, John McEnroe. Remember when McEnroe went absolutely nuts at Wimbledon?
Yeah, the peak.
Yeah, the peak nuts. Mm-hmm. The next day, Nike ran a press ad, and the press ad was McEnroe swears by them.
So you seize an opportunity.
Yeah, so we could quickly get
the
on Google.
The time-distance equation comes into play.
That's
and
right.
You go, that's you pay
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Now, remember the when that, was it Australia 3 or something, when the boat sunk and it was Foster's, right?
Yep,
and that was it. Foster's branded, yeah? So what was really interesting about that, of course, is that the very next day, I can't remember what the brand was, but something about sinking a whatever, right? So you've got to do it within 24 hours.
All right.
Otherwise, no currency. So the awesome thing that happened over in the UK, so Marmite went to the stadium for the first test.
Can I hold you here?
Yeah.
Because I want to go through this in detail.
Right.
And we want to go to a song.
Okay.
But I think I don't want to stop you halfway. So
I agree,
I'd really like to get you start to finish.
So in our mindset, think of Marmite.
Just get ready to the Marmite Vegemite Wars.
Yes.
It's like Pepsi
Marmite,
Coke, people.
Marmite Vegemite.
It's about to come.
Okay.
Hold on.
Our advertising guru is in studio, Russell Howcroft.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Also, Russell Howcroft. Gruen back soon on the TV.
Oh, we can't wait. You've been stingy with Gruen episodes. We really love them, and you take a long time.
How many do you do?
10. It's interesting, isn't it? It's the scarcity. They do a really good job, don't they?
It's
managing.
Dense.
It's fantastic.
And
managing. We've been off quite a while, and then people start saying, is that coming back? And it seems to.
I love it when you lift the skirts on an industry, and that's you do that beautifully.
Yes.
And we get to see what you're thinking.
And generally,
it's really
too,
smart.
A very well regulated industry, which a lot of other industries need to have a bit more of.
Right. Well, they do their research.
Heavily regulated. Absolutely.
All right, now, you're going to take us into the world of what we call, I love a big war between products.
Top products.
So Pepsi, Coke, Holden, Ford,
exactly.
Whatever it is. You're saying Marmite, Vegemite.
Yeah, it's big.
Going head to head.
Well, what is also interesting about it, it's happening in the UK, but of course, given that the way the world works now, something like Vegemite taking on Marmite in the UK becomes Australian news. It's actually very, very clever of them. So I have to quickly make a declaration. Yep. So the agency is called Thinkabell.
Yes.
And PWC, where I work, we've got a little bit of that, right? So I have to make that very clear. Yeah.
Marmite's an English company, though. You need say that because I didn't know that. Yes. I just thought it was another.
Marmite is their Vegemite.
Cool. It's very similar, but it's not the same, and you can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely can taste the difference. It's sort of runnier, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's glossier, runnier, and...
Nowhere near as good.
Glad you put your bona fides on the table.
So Marmite, really wonderfully, they just turned up to the first test and they started handing out jars of Marmite to obvious Australians, right? So then that became a bit, all of a sudden, you know...
As a bit antagonistic, just to stir them up a bit.
And also that's just great fun, right? So then obviously social media would have alerted everyone. So Vegemite in Australia, they said, okay, what are we going to do about this? Mm-hmm. And the agency and Vegemite got together. They ran a press ad, and the press ad ran in the UK press.
Now that would be very expensive, I imagine.
Yes, it would be.
What did it say?
100% worth it. Well, it was a long copy advertisement about saying, you know, Marmite, if you think you're any good, you're actually not.
You're not mixing it with the big boys.
We're stating the bona fides of Vegemite, how our traditional had been to Australia, and it was in our heritage and
beautiful.
Our blood.
Beautiful. Okay, so then the next day, Marmite run a press ad, and they say, "Dear Vegemite, We might not taste like Australia, but love it or hate it, we won't be tampering with it, right?"
Whoa. The gloves are off now.
This is last man standing.
Big time the gloves are off. So then, of course, we then move into the Lord's test. And at the Lord's test, you've actually got full-page press ad. You know, with that Lord's coat with the red and the orange, basically.
Yes, it's hilarious.
So Vegemite then run a press ad as if that Lord's coat is people dressed up like Vegemite.
It's an official-looking Vegemite coat,
which is then awesome. So then Marmite then have a crack back. Mm. And then Vegemite, at the most recent test, they create a radio commercial, right? So we'll have a quick listen to that, yeah?
Great.
How will Australia win the Ashes?
Do say.
We feed our team Vegemite to help make them strong and mighty. To battle through the cold and rain of a summer in Old Blighty, we'll need our strength and energy to continue to impress, despite some dodgy catches and a shonky DRS. The Poms have brought back Bodyline to force our early exit, but our boys will still be standing long after Boris decides on Brexit. If we start each day with Vegemite, the Ashes are a shoo-in, regardless of their carry-on, their jeering and their booing. It gives us the resilience to get back up off the deck, even after copping a bouncer to the neck. Love or hate your Marmite, England, Aussies are decided. We all adore our Vegemite. It keeps us all united. With Vegemite on our side, there'll be no Ashes failure, because victory is sweet and it tastes like Australia.
Right, awesome.
I love it.
How good.
Good fun.
And was that played in England?
Yeah. What's awesome about it, of course, is it's fast. Yeah, so you've got to have a great relationship for that to happen. But then, you know, Marmite again, they respond, you know, love it or loathe it. You know, we won't be tampering with it. So come on, boys.
Can I ask you this question while we're here? Is this ultimately helping both parties? At the end of the day?
Yeah, yeah. And in the ad world, we love, as you do, Mick, we love an ad war. Ad wars are awesome, right, because, of course, it's one-upmanship and it's creative. It involves the consumer. It's fun. Yeah. It's a great way to actually, you know, it's not everything that you should do with your brand, but when you get it right, like these guys have got it right, it's such fun, right?
Well, tapping into the Australia versus the Poms, that's awesome. What we love. Yeah, anything to shove it up England.
Absolutely perfect. And so then you go, well, topical ads, maybe they might come back again. You know, press and radio, of course, awesome for topical because it can be quick. Yeah, it's easy to be quick.
Now, you were thinking we did a couple with ours.
We
dressed up as Harry and Meghan when they got married.
Exactly.
And they drove past a billboard with that on it. We got that shot and put it in.
Perfect.
So we get it.
And so, it becomes currency. So then you say, well, okay, you know, well, I can't remember the name of the umpire. What was the umpire that didn't let the LBW through when we were
I can't remember anyone since Dickie Bird.
We were one run up.
Yeah.
And he missed that LBW. So clearly that's a spec saver.
But Russell, we were talking before.
Right?
You were saying, now, there's an idea. How can you cash in on that?
Yeah. Well,
particularly with the Ashes and the cricket. Were you going to propose an idea?
Yeah, well, I just think you could do them for, well, poor old Tim Payne. There's obvious one for Panadol and feeling the pain after the loss. So they're not, you know, you guys would be able to write better ones than that, right? They're not that hard to write. They're actually, and they're a lot of fun if you've got the right
relationship. So a topical, something that's, so a company and you attach it to something that's topical.
Yeah.
And a person to advertise it.
Right now. That could be fun.
Do you want our listeners to think of some ideas?
Well, awesome. So we've got Pauline Hanson, right? So what would you do?
Pauline Hanson and Climbing the Rock.
She's on a rock, so I do a construction company or excavation company or runners.
I kept on thinking about slide,
slippery slope.
I was into Wet and Wild. I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't quite work, does it? But it sort of does.
I always think she needs more grip, something, you know.
Runners are good, something that...
Full-page press ads. It's a lot of fun.
Or
and radio, I should say.
One of those chairs that goes up the side of the stairs.
Yeah,
that's right.
Have you got one? Hi, Pauline, you need one of our... Hey, 133353. Yeah. And I'll tell you what we'll do. At the end of it, we'll name an advertising guru.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoever wins becomes our guru.
We'll give you a prize.
Our Triple M advertising guru. Have you got a...
133353. Have you got an idea?
Done. Let's go.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft is joining us in studio. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
You set the challenge for our listeners to find an advertising Triple M guru out there somewhere. They need to come up with a campaign that's topical and give it to a product.
Exactly. And then they can have dot guru as their...
Done. Peter is in Sydney. Peter, what's the campaign?
I reckon we should get that cricket umpire and do a Specsavers ad.
Oh,
yes. Big ticks.
Maybe get Liam Hemsworth. What ads he do?
OPSM.
Why would he do OPSM?
Money.
Money.
Are they a big ticket item?
That will be.
They're a big brand. They spend a lot of money. And those businesses, glasses businesses.
Big franchise
business.
Thanks, Peter.
Well
good
done.
Work.
Hello, Mark.
How are you going?
Yeah, you've got a good idea. Link the two for us.
Well, obviously, after the recent controversy with Melania Trump and Donald, it would be pretty clever to heighten the fact that you need to use better shampoo in your hair.
Better shampoo for Donald Trump or Melania? What would be better, Donald Trump? Trump, he's probably released some at some stage with his steak.
There will be
with his vodka
and his board game.
Something will come up with that. Good idea, Mark.
Like that, Mark.
That's nice.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Trev, what have you got
for
us?
What have you got, mate?
Well, after in Brisbane with the government not being able to shut down the protesters, you could advertise Sally's Quick Tight
Superglue. Oh!
And it's fun when it's household names, isn't it? Like you want it to be Sally's.
Yeah.
Sally's Super. Yep, that's the only brand name.
One?
Yeah, that's
perfect.
The name.
Tarzan's Grip. Remember Tarzan's Grip?
Yes, I do. Tarzan's Grip. That's another good one.
That'd be good for Pauline Hanson as well.
Now, we've got a few of these. Now, we've got a bit of a run on Pauline Hanson. Let's have a go. Hello, Carl.
Yeah, g'day. I think Pauline Hanson climbing a rock. We get Red Rock Deli.
Oh, that's good. Red Rock Deli chips. Perfect.
Where is that at?
Deli.
Listen out, everyone.
Explain.
I don't like it. But I'll have me chip on my rock.
The other awesome thing about politicians, because they're in the public domain, you don't actually have to ask for permission.
Oh, fantastic. Right?
You can just go ahead and use it.
Just go for it.
Good
that's
on
great,
car.
Grant. What's Grant. Your idea for Pauline?
Yeah, good day, guys. Like, thought, you know, sort of you could use her as a Cambantrum ad.
For worms?
Went down the rock.
Oh! The bum shuffle.
That is funny.
That's a good one, Grant.
That's very clever,
thank
Grant.
You. George. Like George, what's the campaign?
Redhead matchsticks, because she's a redhead with Uluru in the back and striking a match.
Oh, and she's a fiery
very
redhead.
Very nice, like
she's
that.
A fiery redhead.
Yeah, hey, we're on a roll here with Pauline. Hello, Paul. What have you got?
Oh, hi. Pauline Hanson is bigger and red than Pauline Hanson's hair and Ayers Rock.
What?
Heinz Big Red Tomato.
Yes.
There we go.
We have got some advertising gurus
close.
Out there.
What
not
am I
quite
saying?
Good enough. Clint, what is it?
It's either Pauline Hanson for Blundstone boots or Bridgestone tyres.
Yes.
Because it was so slippery, she needs great grip.
Bridgestone is actually very good.
Thank you, Clint.
They're both good ideas.
One of the great ads I thought for tyres ever was the one where the tyres landed on the aircraft carrier and you went Dunlop, I think it was.
It was Dunlop.
It was Grips at the time, and I just went, wow, that's a very, very... I
think actually it was done by a proper, proper ad guru, a fella called Scott Wyburn.
I know Scott Wyburn.
Yes. And,
so and who did the voiceover?
Like, he's a proper guru. And he got, Scott Wyburn, dot guru.
And he got Martin Sheen to do the voiceover for it. It's an incredible piece
Another one of the skills that the advertising industry doesn't use like it used to, the voiceover. Like, you cast the voice. So we're talking about topical ads. Very powerful. Casting the voice, where the people go, Jesus, is that Martin Sheen doing that? It's very powerful.
It was very good. All right, do you have a winner there? I mean, we had the we had all the Paulines, the protesters, and you had the Shelley's, what is it?
Super glue. You need to pick one guru for us.
I've got to pick the guru.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
As an advertising guru yourself, pick one for us.
Okay, Red Rock is the one that just is top of mind.
Red Rock Deli.
Okay, can hang on. We might have a late entrance. Darren, are you... Darren. Is Darren there? What's your ad idea?
Well, I think we need to get Nathan Lyon advertising for Lapine Funeral Service.
Yes, and what is it?
I may have dropped the ashes, but Lapine won't drop yours.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, come on, there's a headline
there.
Let's
do it.
That's got to be the dot guru.
Sorry, Carl.
It's
sorry,
topical. Mate. It's topical. It does the job. All right. It's right out.
And we also got a headline out of the guru.
We did. Darren's the winner. Carl, you're a runner-up. We're going to give you that.
Yeah, we'll both get a prize.
Hey,
prize
give a prize.
Gruen's back. And so, what else we wanted to mention?
Oh, we got a Will podcast
Will
coming
podcast.
Up.
Will podcast. Yeah. Come on. What's the dial-up? What is it?
I don't know. You just go to podcast. Willosophy.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Russell.
Thanks, Russell.
We love having you,
thanks,
mate.
Everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, now, Bob Hawke is just as I said, if there was a Mount Rushmore in Australia, he would be on it. One of our great Australians, iconic figure.
Yep.
Recently passed. Blanche. Who was his current wife? Were they married? Did they ever get married?
Yes, they were married.
They did. All right. So she's put a whole heap of his stuff up for sale. I don't know about this. It looks more like a garage sale to me.
They're shit. It's basically all the contents of their their house.
Yeah, but it's nothing good. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. The top-ranking item is $11,000. You're telling me that there was nothing in that house. They've hoarded all the good stuff.
Must have.
Marcel Vunders Dutch.
They're putting all this stuff out on the nature strip.
Well, a Dom Perignon.
How much are you going to pay for it? Is it still?
Well, I don't know how much of dollar Dom Perignon costs, but the bids they're saying is $650 estimated between $200 and $400.
So this is going. Bids start tonight, and I want to have a crack at something because having a little bit of Bob Hawke memorabilia to me
would be
absolutely wonderful. Now I've had a look through this. Heaps of paintings. Blah blah. Bits of artifacts that he's obviously been given in his world travels.
Yeah.
Hello, you've piqued my interest. Of golf clubs.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Set of golf clubs, which is for an astoundingly cheap $450.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, I'm thinking you can't have played golf with Bill Clinton with these, or he can't.
But maybe Blanche doesn't realise how important that is, golf clubs.
Well, in fact, there's three sets of golf clubs.
Okay.
But I'm just going, no, I want to know. This is the round of golf he played with Bill Clinton.
Yes, and, you want to know the heritage of
He
it.
Got smashed in the glasses. Well, what about the glasses that he smashed? Are they available?
Oh, yes, the cricket glasses. That's
the kind of thing that I would want.
I found something that I could probably get.
Yes.
A three-piece barbecue set.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not joking. Why would you put that?
Okay, now this isn't a brochure from,
from Bunnings.
Mr. Barbecue.
But I'm saying,
it's not Bunnings. It's
three-piece barbecue set, $200.
Jane,
there's already six bids.
We don't want anything practical.
But don't you think it would be fun to be out in the bar and go, oh, just get the tongs that Bob had? Well, what have you got your eye on?
Well, I've got my after everything.
Yeah.
I've seen a Hahn beer mug.
Yes.
Which clearly was one of Bob's favourites. Clear glass, retains beer logo, and inscribed Bob Hawke, the collection of Bob Hawke.
What?
Its current price, $440. I'm going to go in with $500 right now.
It's already got 16 bids.
And I can keep it here and sit here
you
and
can.
Drink out of Bob
That's
Hawke's
That's a great
mug.
Idea. Well, let's go.
Can we have a bid on that, please?
All right. I'm going
How's
to bid on
work?
The barbecue set. You bid for the mug.
Don't bid against me on the mug.
Mate.
So I can sit here with my Bob Hawke mug and my chamber pot.
Yeah.
Mm.
And never leave this chair.
That's true.
For 2 hours.
We've just put the $500 on that, so it's been entered. So good luck.
$500?
That's what you just said.
Where'd you get the money from?
We've got the show to cough it up. So you better
Who's going to pay for my barbecue
tongs? There's no room for your barbecue tongs.
I'd like the two conductor battens if anyone's interested in those.
No. Okay. And we're going all in on the mug, Jane.
Oh,
don't skype.
I'm sorry. I don't want. Yeah, we'll go in on the mug. I don't want to spoil your
fun.
I'll
let you use it occasionally.
All right. All right, well, the bidding starts at 6.
What do you want? What do you want? Come on.
Well, I was looking at the academic robe and cap. And then after that,
is it
Hawkeye's?
Hang on. Is it Hawkeye's?
Yes.
Was that from the uni when he sculled the yard glass?
Could be.
Because he's in Oxford. He's a Rhodes Scholar. Is it his Rhodes Scholar? How much is that?
It could be. $1,700.
Okay, why don't we get the set and we'll drink beers while we're in his robes?
Yes.
Not bad. All right, well, bidding starts tonight at 6. $500 ended already.
Hey, no one bidding on the beer mug.
No, let him back off.
I believe next we want to talk to an astrophysicist.
Well, we've got a problem.
Look, I've got to find one, but there's something happening in the world. Right.
Stand by.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, what?
You know that I'm always up with news from NASA.
Well, you're
I follow
not.
Follow NASA.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I'm very concerned about
what's happening. There is a big event.
Okay, so this has really worried me. A massive asteroid. It's twice the height of the Empire State Building, and it's set to.
It's on a collision course.
It's on a collision course with us.
Well, this is
terrifying. And on September the 14th, it could be.
Are they saying that's the day?
Good night, Irene.
So, what does it mean to us? I mean, should we be scared, or is this something that could affect, like the dinosaur? Like, you know, a meteor into dinosaurs?
I don't know, but. I often think this sometimes. If only.
If only we knew an astrophysicist.
Real. And yes, we do know an astrophysicist.
I think I know where this is going.
And he happens to be the Bachelor, Matt Agnew. How are you, Maddie?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you, Jane?
Matt, you are my go-to man now for any issues astrophysics-wise, particularly with NASA telling us that there's a meteor about to hit us. Is this true? Is it going to happen? What do we have to worry about?
Yeah, look, it's NASA has a center for observing near-Earth objects to kind of make sure that if something's coming, you know, we can prepare in some capacity. Yeah. This is coming close, but close in space terms is still really far away.
Like how far away?
So this comes within over 5 million kilometres of Earth, which is still over 10 times the distance to the moon.
Away. And what so size will it be? The size of a golf ball by the time it enters our atmosphere? What will it be? How big?
You know, something that big is not going to burn up considerably. So it would actually, if it were to impact Earth, it would do a lot of damage. But it is still really far away. The good thing about space is there is a lot of it. So coming close is still relatively quite far away. It's just something to monitor.
Okay, now.
And in terms of, go on.
Go, no, you go. Finish the thought.
I was just going to say, in terms of impact, the kind of asteroid or meteor that impacted the dinosaur extinction kind of event, that's something that would be over 100 times the size of this. So
okay, good. Now, in other matters, who are you pashing in the house?
No, hang on, Matt. You know what I was going to say? We'll get to that.
He got pash rash.
I know.
He got pash rash in the house.
We're going to get to pash rash.
Well,
what I want to say is, Matt, whoever you're with and the girls that are listening to you, see, that's so interesting to me. Is the girl that you're currently with interested in hearing you talk about meteors?
I hope she's interested in hearing the talk.
Have you got some sexy music, Dave, for the meteor talk?
Sure, yeah.
Because this is some real. So tell us, how big is the meteor?
It is interesting, though. There's only one girl, though, who could possibly talk about meteors.
Let's cross to the science show with Matt Agnew. Matt, talk us through the meteor shower.
Matt,
does the meteor shower alone? If you were going to take a shower with a meteor, Matt, who would
drop
it be?
The soap?
It's a very rich area for innuendo astrophysics.
Matt, I quickly want to get to.
Tell me who you're pashing.
The fact that these girls are now wearing fluoro lipstick, when you walk out and you know you've got to go on a date, you suddenly gulp and go, oh, my God, they've got that lipstick on again? Because that was you're a good sport to do that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I try and just, you know, think about being in the moment rather than thinking about how it's going to look too much in the future. I just go, enjoy my time with each of the women and try not to overthink things.
We're very proud of the amount
I'm
of
writing
passion.
That down.
Yeah, no.
I like to enjoy being with all the women and try not to overthink things. If I said that, I'd be an arsehole.
Well,
but
you're not
okay,
the Bachelor.
It's okay for Agnew. He's got pash rash, he's pashing so many chicks. If I tried that, Mick Malloy, he's a bit
But isn't that the point, Matt? You have to basically test drive all the girls. if I may say so.
I mean, your words, not mine.
Thank
mate.
You.
And let me know, how's it going where the rubber meets the road?
it's all part of it. I mean, I didn't go in there to do anything other than find love and. Yeah, obviously the physical connection is really important.
There is a bit of drama coming up, though. Apparently one of the girls tried to crack onto one of the producers of the show, and I'm pretty sure that's not allowed. Yeah. So we'll watch with interest on that tomorrow night.
What is that about?
I know.
Who's your favourite? Who you think?
He's the bachelor. You don't ask him that question.
Who's on the couch beside you right now?
I'm sitting here solo at the moment. I'm boring it.
Hey, should we go out? Do you want to be my wingman? Do you want to go out and we'll hit the town?
I think so, mate. I think you and me should paint the town.
Oh, Matt, you don't know what you're saying there.
Do it.
That's got disaster written
like
all over it.
Pick the biggest nut bags from the house and we'll take them out.
Hey, Matty, thank you so much. I'm so glad I've got you as my astrophysicist.
My pleasure. Anytime you need me to put your mind at ease, James.
We will. Thanks, Matt. That's Matt, The Bachelor.
That was fascinating and educational.
It was. Thank you. It really was.
Very interesting.
We're all okay. We're not going to be killed by a meteor.
But The Bachelor says we're okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Someone's done a picture of you as a baby harp seal because that's what you said. France.
I think I look cute.
P.O.
Because you said if I was going to be an animal, what would it be?
You said baby harp seal, and I said, well, I would like to club you.
Which is a terrible thing to say.
Well, that's what they do to
they
baby harp
seals. Don't club them
seals.
Anymore. Yeah. They don't club them anymore. You would like baby
what,
harp seal Ugg boots.
Let me loose in a... I love
you
that.
Would
I,
never do that.
I would be a big bear.
You would love
I'd like
them.
To be a polar bear, although it could be too cold. You know what it'd be? A polar bear with a beanie. I'd be a polar bear.
Like the Bundy bear.
No, I'd be like a polar bear with a beanie and Ugg boots. That way I wouldn't get wet or
You'd
cold.
Just be in hibernation for a
They're
very
quite ferocious,
long time.
What
polar
about
bears,
what
too.
About a polar bear with a beanie, Ugg boots, and a cardigan?
Now you're just yourself.
All right. Now, what have you got there? Ash Harvey's written in and said, Kenny Malloy, did Jane just say, I don't know how much a bottle of Dom is? I call bullshit.
I call bullshit.
I don't know how much a bottle of Dom Perignon is. I never have to buy it.
You are a woman of
people.
Who's
I'm
on tomorrow, by the way?
Okay, we've got Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live, which is amazing.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Guess. He's funny. How are we going on my mug? I want my Bob Hawke.
Don't vote again. Don't vote. Buy a guest
back off,
mic.
Assholes.
He wants it.
Okay,
that's mine.
Well, $500 is on the nose so far. Bidding starts in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Fred Armisen tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.